Hi, everyone, and welcome to Special Simulcast, the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the host of the Love Is Podcast, Kim Sorrell. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guests today.
Yes, I am doing great, Neil. Thank you. I hope you are too. I am excited about our guests. I'm excited about what they're doing. Sean Olson and Jason Brown, director, producer, award-winning people. They've done so much. I'm crazy about their studio, the Called Higher Studios. What a great, unique thing that they have going. And they've got this incredible movie coming out that is sort of Home Alone meets Ernest Goes to Camp, a couple of my favorite all-time movies. I can't wait for it to come. And so, guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us.
All right, fantastic.
So first, I'd love to hear about your studio and then how the movie plays a part in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Called Higher Studios is a Christian fan-owned movie studio. So we're owned by over 5,000 Christians all across the United States, you know, that have invested $100 or $10,000, right? So they actually own the studio in every project that we do. And so we're not really a production company. We're a production community. And so all of us got together and made this film. And Camp Hideout really is the tip of the spear on our first family film that just is built to go and entertain kids, to have good, ethical, safe values. And so we're really, really, really excited about it. You know, you're right. It has those elements of Home Alone and Ernest Goes to Camp, a lot of physical comedy. And so we think it's going to be a movie for all ages, and they're going to have a really good time seeing it.
Fantastic. Guys, so Sean, how do you and Jason connect? How did that happen?
So I directed a couple of movies, Max Winslow and The House of Secrets and Freddy, and Jason saw those movies and reached out to me and said, hey, I've got a summer camp movie. I'd love for you to take a look at it. And I read the script, and to me, it just hit home real strong because I grew up going to summer camp. And, you know, it had all these fun elements, the Home Alone. And, you know, there was also, you know, an element of, you know, a learning experience for our lead character, something, you know, where he's changing. And it was just, you know, all the way across the board, it was just super fun. And it was just something that I really like gravitated towards.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. I mean, you've got this curmudgeon of a guy who owns the camp. You've got this compassionate, wonderful guy who's running the camp. You've got this juvenile delinquent, this kid who's gotten in trouble for stealing, can be in a detention center somewhere or has to go to camp instead. It's like all the elements put together with these robbers and everything going on. It had to be a fun script to read, certainly a fun movie to do. And then you got Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future, we all know, and Corbin Bleu from High School Musical and the other millions of things that he's done. And it had to be so fun to make. What was the process like making the film?
I mean, it was incredible. Like, you know, working with those two, you know, especially when I found out Christopher Lloyd was going to be a part of the movie, we were scouting our locations and everything. And it was just like, what better person to kind of bring to life that character? He's such a larger than life figure. He is like the kindest, you know, person to work with. And like Corbin Bleu, the same thing, like working with him. He's the type of guy who meets everybody on the set, knows all their names. And, you know, is just, he's a great mentor for our younger cast as well. And so there was like a parallel between like his character and then him in real life, as far as mentoring like the younger people. So it was a complete blast. Like we had a great time.
That sounds like it. And it's the putting them all together, right? Getting them all on set, how that works together. How do you build that kind of camaraderie to make sure that the cast works out really well?
I mean, go ahead, Jason.
No, I was just going to say, I was going to kind of throw it your way, Sean, in the sense that I think it takes a really good director, right? Because the director is the captain of the ship on set. And Sean has a great knack for storytelling, but he also has a great knack for working with kids and actors. You know, so I think it starts there, and the culture kind of permeates through the entire set. At the end of the day, we just had really good people, right? We had a really talented cast that was giving, right? They were giving to each other. We had a really talented crew, Jennifer Badger and our stunt coordinator. I mean, we had some crazy stunts on this movie. you know, that the kids were doing. I will say we probably had way too much fun making the movie, Sean, because, you know, we would say, oh, we got to try that, right? Or, hey, we got to test that zip line and make sure it works. So, you know, the producers, we got to have a lot of fun as well. But, you know, it was really fun, you know, to make sure, you know, all the circus got underneath the tent at the same time, and it came together. So, but I'll say Sean had a big part in making sure that this thing, you know, went off without a hitch.
Yeah, well, Sean's a talented guy, so I'm sure it was wonderful working with him. And Jason, you too. You guys, it is amazing how the leadership has so much to do with the culture, right? With what happens on the set, and how happy people are, and how much fun you have together. But all of that put together has made not just a great film, but a great message. So what is it that you're hoping people get out of this film?
John, you want that one?
Yeah, I'll take that one. I'm like, should we go? I think, you know, there's that message of it's never too late, you know, and our Noah character, as you know, he's a juvenile delinquent. He's stealing, he's working with these bad guys. Everything that he's doing is in the wrong direction, and he feels completely alone. And, you know, he comes to this camp and he realizes that, you know, there are people there that will support him and help him. And, you know, it's about family. It's never too late to ask for help. It's, you know, people have your back. It's about unconditional love. I mean, there's so many aspects to, you know, because it's not just a Home Alone type story. It, like, the themes play such a huge, huge part in this film. And I think that's what makes the movie different from other films, you know, is the thematic aspect of it, the lessons to be learned from Corbin Blue's character, Jake.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would go on top of that and say that I think if you're a family that just wants to go and have a good time, you want safe content. You want a theatrical experience where your kids are going to laugh, you're going to have a good time, but at the end of the day, your kids are going to walk out and they're going to learn something about loyalty. They're going to learn something about friendship. They're going to learn something about unconditional love at the same time of just having a hilarious time. You know, I think that's what I hope that people get out of this film, and, you know, and also see the faith elements that are undertone throughout the movie.
And that is the part. And then now it's the challenge of just going out and getting the word out, right? And getting in as many places. But it's amazing to see Christian-based films and how they're building this community anytime a film comes out. Have you guys been working with a lot of churches and stuff with the release of this film?
Yeah, we've talked to a lot of churches. We've had some great influencers, and it's amazing the amount of people that want to be involved. I think there's a movement right in culture right now where people are very nostalgic, right? They want things of the past. They want it, you know, they want the Andy Griffiths, right? They want that type of good content. And I think you're seeing that in the box office. And so we're really excited about it. And, you know, we've had a lot of people who just wanted to help the movie because they think it's a good movie and they think it's a great cause.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And on top of it, you have a podcast that is fantastic. The Worst Day, Best Day podcast, which is also great. Everything that you seem to be doing with your studio, like what is your next project, or what are the overall goals for the studio?
Well, the overall goal of the studio is to really just make films, right, that go and spread the gospel. And so that's our underlying mission. We're really, really, really excited about our next film. We optioned the life grants of Ann Byler. And Ann is the founder of Auntie Ann's Pretzels. And so global brand, you know, I always joke and say she calls me to put on 10 or 15 pounds because every time I walk by a mall or an airport, my kids will not let me pass it without buying a couple buckets of pretzels. And they're so good. But Ann has a phenomenal, phenomenal story. And so we're excited to take her life story and turn that into a movie. She's an author and a speaker and really out there in the world and, you know, has a lot to say. And so we think people are really going to resonate with her story.
So you're in that process of casting that stuff, right? Not yet, right? Who's going to play who? And
right now we're in pre-production. We're in the script phase. And so we're hoping to get that one done. And hopefully we'll go into production probably in the next 12 months on that film.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I guess the anything that you guys learned from this film that was different than other films, either of you kind of want to share that, you know, because we all learn something new every time we have an experience.
Wow, that's a good question.
I always joke and say that, you know, after I make a movie, I literally say I'm never making another movie again because it's so hard and it's so time consuming. But then at the end of the day, you know, that fades and you actually get to see the finished product. And then, you know, the fire gets reignited. And that happens every time I make a movie. And so, you know, we wanted to bring that experience to other people. And that's why we created the crowdfunded studio. But, you know, I think for me, it's patience, and movie making is a team sport, right? It takes a lot of people with a lot of different talents and a lot of different, you know, things that they bring to the table to make a film. And I think this movie parallels that, because all these kids bring different talents, they bring different perspectives. And those are the things that I think our society needs today, right? Are different perspectives and working together. And so I think it's a great commentary on what's going on. And Sean did a really good job with that.
Yeah, I think that the big takeaway for me was to have such a great support system. You know, you can't, just like Jason said, you can't do it alone. And both Jason and Phil provided such a fantastic support system for the movie. They brought in a lot of really, really good talent behind the camera that, you know, worked really, really hard to make this movie. A lot of people put a lot of heart into the movie, and it really, really shows. And so, you know, my hat's off to both Jason and Phil for providing that, you know, that background, because if you don't have that support in making a movie, it's really hard. I mean,
Well, and it's not just the support, but it's really great quality support.
Yeah.
Christian movies have changed so much. They used to be kind of cheesy, and now they are as good or better than anything else that you're going to see in the theaters. And I love that. I love that Christian movies have come so far. Christian programming in general have just come so far. It's something that I've always felt like, you know, we're doing it for the Lord. It should be the best. Like, we should be giving the best that we can in every area, including movies and TV shows. And so now it's wonderful to see. How does it feel to be part of that, to be part of the big shift in Christian entertainment?
It feels pretty incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll echo what Sean says. You know, it feels really amazing to be part of a culture shift. You know, we get to do our part. So yeah, we're really, really, really excited, you know, about the journey.
Fantastic. Now, Kim, you have a quick question with only amount of time about love. You can try to speed that question up so we can get that love question to find out from those two.
Okay. All right. I'll do it really fast. So you guys, I lived this year, this eat, pray, love kind of a year. I lived in Haiti, looking for the true meaning of love. I used 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, as a roadmap to find out the real meaning of love. I was chased by a motorcycle gang, got lost on a mountain. I mean, it was crazy stuff happened. But what I found out about love just rocked my world. And the word love was mentioned by you guys earlier when it came to this movie. How does love play a role in the film and in what you do?
I really think it comes down to family and love, and like within this specific movie, it's about, you know, the unconditional love aspect, the fact that, you know, well, I'm repeating myself. I was going to say it's never too late, but it's, you know, I don't know. It's such a big part of the movie, you know, as far as our lead character and all these characters, you know, the Selena character, the Jake character, they love Noah and they want to make sure that he succeeds. And the same with Falco, even though he's kind of a crazy character, you know, you actually see that he has a heart.
Yeah. I'll say, you know, I always go back to the Bible where it says, you know, there's no greater love than a man who'd lay down his life. And I think you can take that literal, but you can also take the symbolic meaning of that and just say that, look, you know, sometimes you don't have to win, right? Sometimes there's a sacrifice, right? And that's what unconditional love is. And so I think the kids that helped Noah tear down those walls, you know, they showed unconditional love to Noah, right? They said, we don't care how you act. We don't care, you know, that you're being abrasive to us or that you're lying, because we know that you're just hurt and we're here to try to help you. And, you know, breaking through that wall, they were able to show him unconditional love. And, you know, at the end of the film, you know, coming from the foster care system, he found that family and those kids and those friends that he never had. So.
All right. So best place to watch the film is go where, guys?
In Run, theater. Do not walk to the theaters. Yeah, September 15th.
September 15th. Right. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Well, we appreciate it, guys. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Neil Kim, thank you, guys.
All right, guys, that was a special Simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast. Take care.